From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias and insurgent commanders, saying there is little point to the truce while Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. Stefan de Mistura is the special U.N. envoy for Syria.
It is particularly regrettable because normally during these days we are losing time. These are days which we should have used for convoys to move with the permit to go because there is no fighting.
Aid agencies as well as the United Nations are ready to supply relief to an estimated 6 million people inside Syria, including 250,000 who were trapped in eastern Aleppo. The top Philippines diplomat has cautioned the United States against lecturing the government on human rights, prompting a White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called the mutual respect between his country and the U.S., and at the White House, the spokesman Josh Earnest said the United States has made it clear that human rights impacts the U.S. relationship with the Philippines. A group of British lawmakers has strongly criticized the intervention of Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament Foreign Affairs Select Committee said a lack of planning for the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos with rival militias battling for power. This is VOA News.